Chapter 5. The 16th of April. When the people of Moonfleet found out about the auction, they were angry with Maskew. For days he didn't come into the village. The people knew that Maskew wanted to help the king's soldiers arrest the smugglers, but no one understood why. Some said he was evil and liked hurting people. Others said he wanted to get rid of the smugglers so that he could control the smuggling business. In the past, I had seen him standing at the window of his mansion with a telescope in his hand, looking at the sea. He was probably looking for the smugglers' boats. One evening, in the Why Not Inn, Elsevier said to me,
"Sit down, John. I want to talk to you. That devil Maskew is trying to catch us smugglers, so we must be very careful with the next cargo. The sailing ship Bonaventure will be here soon with about 100 casks of wine. But the ship won't stop at Moonfleet Bay. It will go to Whorehead, because Maskew is probably watching the bay and the churchyard, and we won't hide the casks in the crypt. At Whorehead, we'll meet other smugglers with horses and take the casks to Pyegrove's Hole and hide them there."
I suddenly felt some cold air on my shoulders, and I quickly turned around.
"What's the matter?"
asked Elsevier. "I think someone was listening to us and has just left," I said. I felt some cold air on my shoulders.
No,
said Elsevier.
"You felt cold air because it's a windy night. Don't worry, John. No one was here."
"Elsevier," I asked nervously, "are we leaving the Why Not Inn tomorrow?"
"Yes, John. We're leaving the inn, and we're probably going to live in a small house near Worth. It's near the Lobster Inn, and there's a good view of the sea. But you're tired, poor boy. Go to bed now and get a little sleep."
Elsevier was right. I was tired, but I could not sleep. I did not want to leave Moonfleet because I had lived there all of my life, and I did not want to leave Grace Maskew. She was a dear friend, and I loved her. I decided to go and meet Grace the next morning in our secret place in the woods. The next day was the 16th of April, and it was a day I will never forget. It was a beautiful, cool spring day, and at 10 o'clock in the morning I was in the woods where I met Grace. We were happy to see each other, but Grace became sad when I told her I was leaving Moonfleet. She told me her father had been away the night before. We talked about different things, and then we said goodbye. As I was running back to the Why Not Inn, I saw Aunt Jane standing at the door of her house. She stopped me and said,
"John, take this little red Bible. It belonged to your poor mother. Perhaps it will help you find the right way in your life."
"Thank you, Aunt Jane," I said politely, putting the little red Bible in my pocket. I continued running down the village to the inn. That evening, Elsevier and I left the Why Not Inn and started walking towards Whorehead, which was 15 miles away. Whorehead was the highest cliff in the area. It was after midnight when we got there. We saw other smugglers waiting silently, and some of them had horses. We went down to the beach and met the men from the Bonaventure. Most of them were French or Dutch. The precious casks were quickly brought to shore, and by 3 o'clock in the morning we began leaving the beach. We climbed up the cliff with the heavy casks, and I noticed something, or someone, moving behind a bush. Some of the other men noticed too. It was Maskew. Two of the younger men ran after him as he tried to escape, and caught him after a few minutes. They brought him forward. He was pale. They tied his hands and feet and threw him to the ground. He was the most hated man in Moonfleet.
"Shoot him!"
cried one of the smugglers.
No,
hang
him!"
cried some others.
"Let's throw him over the cliff and into the sea!"
shouted a young smuggler, laughing.
"Look, he's got a gun under his coat," said an old smuggler,
taking the gun and throwing it at Elsevier's feet. Elsevier looked at the gun and then at Maskew.
"This man killed my son. He's mine. Don't touch him. Leave him here with me. Take the casks away and hide them. It's almost morning."
The men complained, but they listened to Elsevier. After a while, they slowly climbed up the cliff with their horses and casks. Elsevier, Maskew, and I were alone now, and I was afraid. I knew how much Elsevier hated Maskew.
"Let me go, criminal!"
shouted Maskew.
"I'm an important magistrate, and you're just a smuggler. If you don't let me go, I'll hang you."
Elsevier did not shout. He spoke calmly and coldly.
"You killed my son, David, and you took the inn away from me. You devil. Now I'm going to kill you with your gun."
"Don't kill me! Think of my poor daughter, Grace. She has only got me in the world. Her mother is dead."
"And I had only one son, David, and you killed him."
I felt terrible, and as I looked at Maskew's pale face and frightened eyes, I could see a bit of Grace in him. I felt sorry for him and thought about the girl I loved.
"I can give you £10,000 if you let me go,"
said Maskew, his voice shaking.
"I'll give you the Why Not Inn, and I'll leave Moonfleet."
Maskew started crying like a baby. It was a sad scene. I looked at Elsevier in the eyes and said, "Please don't kill him. Think of his daughter, Grace. She'll be all alone. Let him go, Elsevier." Elsevier raised the gun and pointed it at Maskew's head. At that moment, I pulled Elsevier's arm and the gun went off, but Maskew was not hit. Suddenly, we heard voices on the cliff above us, and we looked up. There were about 20 of the king's soldiers standing on top of the cliff, with their guns pointed at us.
"Stop where you are!"
cried one soldier.
"You're prisoners of the king!"
"Someone told them about the ship!"
cried Elsevier angrily.
"And I know who it was. It was you, Maskew. You were listening to our conversation the other night at the inn. John was right. You're a dead man."
Elsevier pointed the gun at Maskew's head, but at that moment some shots came from the cliff. Maskew fell over. He was dead. A shot from one of the soldiers had hit him in the head and killed him immediately.
"Run to the side of the cliff and hide!"
cried Elsevier. I started running, but I fell and I felt a terrible pain in my leg. "I can't walk anymore," I said to Elsevier. He turned around, picked me up like a baby, and carried me away along the side of the cliff while the soldiers continued shooting.